In January 1997, when this was heard on national radio, it was shepherding in the first Country Life program, hosted by one Brian Crump and Di O'Connell. For the past 25 years, it's kept bringing the fantastic New Zealand countryside, its characters, issues and products to the airwaves, and more recently to the web as well. Over the next several months, we'll bring you a selection of past Country Life features. Kicking things off, we're joining Carol Stiles at the Mystery Creek Field Days in 2014.
Qualifying alone for the Golden Plies final is a huge thing. There's a lot of kudos attached to that because, as I said, eight of these guys were going to the final. And it could be the same eight guys that were in the final last year. It doesn't really change. Sometimes you might get a new one, but it doesn't often happen. There's people here that would have been in the final 20 times and more. And it's pretty hard for people to compete with that. To win the Golden Plies, it's probably the ultimate as far as promoting yourself is, because everybody knows about it. Well, not everybody, but, you know, it's a very well-known event. And a lot of people use it in their promotional advertising. Being a Golden Plies finalist might not have been a winner. There's only been 12 winners over 45 years. But, you know, being a Golden Plies finalist, that says it all. Yeah. Because if you've been a Golden Plies finalist, you are good.
The Golden Plies are the National Fencing Championships. Each year the competition takes place at Mystery Creek as part of the National Agricultural Field Days. Nick Lefting's catching his breath before the doubles event this afternoon. He's just competed in the singles heats, and it's the winner of the singles final who'll take home the trophy adorned with the pair of gold-plated pliers. The judges are out there now with their notebooks, levels and tape measures, docking points when they spot the slightest deviation from the required standards. In this morning's competition, Nick and the other competitors had to put up most, but not all, of a fence.
We had to put up 40 metres of fence, which is just two end assemblies, and nine posts and just two wires.
So there are 23 people?
23, yeah.
Ranging from what sort of age to what sort of age?
Well, from about probably 17, 18 to my age.
1 or 2 years older.
Yes, 59.
You're not just being judged on speed, obviously.
No, speed is a big advantage. So the first person finishes gets maximum time points, and every minute you're behind, you lose a point. I mean, there's also quality at, and appearance, and also tension. You can't take any shortcuts. And of course, everything's levelled and measured. It's sort of done very fairly.
So how do you go compared to the younger guys for speed?
Well, I'm notoriously the first person finished.
You're always the first finished?
Well, I have been for a number of years, yes. Probably the last 27 years.
That'd be a bitter pill for some of the young guys.
Well, particularly 6 months ago, I had a brand new knee installed. They thought they'd have the edge of it, but it didn't work.
What can be the time difference between, say, you finishing and the last person finishing?
Well, if I started again and did another line, I'd still finish ahead of the last person off. So it took me a bit over an hour and a half. I think the last guy's just finished. I think it took him about 3.5 to 4 hours. Yeah. It's a big shock to them. Mm. This here is my 39th year. I was the youngest when I started and I'm the oldest.
Why did you come back?
Because I treat it as a sport and a challenge. My challenge is to be first finished and my challenge is to qualify. I have had a couple of wins, which is always nice. So, yeah, next year is the final year for me. That'll be 40 years of competing.
You must do a bit of practising at home, do you?
No.
You don't?
No. Because in the earlier years we honed our skills by fencing this way, and it's a bit like riding a bike, you don't lose it. The only thing that is important is fitness. I go to the gym every day of the week and do cardio at the gym.
Is being a fencing contractor your job?
Yeah. It's nowhere not like this, so it's all mechanised. Also, you don't do it on your own. There's usually two of yous, and it's mechanised. It's in a completely different country. It's your posts are driven in, strainers are driven in. So we don't do it like this. This is all dug in. We've got to dig the holes in the ground.
The job of a fencing contractor, has it been an occupation you've enjoyed?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like any job. I guess at the end of the day, it's a job and a means of income. And depends where you operate. We operate in Auckland, and so we don't operate maybe in the green grass like a lot of these guys do. So a lot of our work might be sort of motorway fencing, subdivision work. So it's ours is a bit different. But once again, you're outside. It's rewarding because you can see what you've built, unlike a drain layer who all his work is covered up. Ours you can see, and yeah, and it financially it has its rewards as well. It can be quite good money. Yeah.
Now looking at one of those posts. What are the dimensions? That's a strainer at the end.
That's
isn't
a strainer
it?
Post. That's 2.4 metres long and it's about 200 mil diameter. Yeah.
How long does it take you to get that in the ground?
Well, I can put the whole end of the cement, complete with a diagonal stay, in about 12 minutes. It's dug in, footed. So, what you can see on the ground there, there's the brace and the block and the strainer, I can do that in 12 minutes.
How deep do you have to dig?
That's 1.2 metres in, the strainer.
You've got a post hole borer.
Yeah, we've got it, but the ground here is not, yes, it's sandy, but the post hole borer doesn't bring all the sand out. You've got to shovel it out because it sort of collapses in.
All right, I'm going to go and talk to that judge. Where's he gone?
He's got a hat on. Where is he?
Right, now, Richard, you're the chief judge, I understand.
That's correct, yes. Yeah,
what's it like watching the best competitors?
It's very, very interesting to watch it, and I've been involved in judging it for 16 years now. Yeah, it still gives me a buzz to come down here and watch and see what they're doing different, because they'll try something different every year. And if you can win it, then that little trick sort of gets dribbled through to everyone else. Yeah, but the wire boys have also got to check every staple and every post that it's vertical, the angle's the same on it, they actually get stapled, and that it's not binding the wire into the post or it's too sloppy where you get wind chatter on a fence line. So
wind chatter is bad?
Wind chatter is basically when the wire and the wind vibrates and the staple, and it'll either wear the staple out or wear the wire out.
Oh, so it's not noise pollution you're worried about?
No. It does sing a bit, but...
Height, I think I got him about one on height. So that's three... Or to see through, that's five, total of five on the strainer. Okay. And then for the stay, I had six on here. Yep. Now on the stay, I've got a total of four. So we were pretty close on the stay, were we? Yeah, we were.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's
Does
how
anyone
I
know Sam Burton? Down here?
Sam!
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Hello, Sam, I'm Carol.
How are you?
Oh, very well. How'd you go this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
No. Your time all right?
Oh, no, it wasn't the fastest, but yeah, we'll get there.
How many times have you competed?
This is my first time. Yeah, so I've just finished my first singles event, and now I've got the doubles, so...
Why did you enter?
Well, why not, really? It just makes you a better fencer, I reckon, and you learn a hell of a lot.
What are the older guys like? Do they give you a few tips?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, they're good.
Is it tougher than you thought it might be?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I suppose I didn't go to the gym enough. Know now that I need to train a hell of a lot more, and definitely fitness is the key.
Fencing's your day job, though, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and that doesn't keep you fit enough to compete at this level.
Yeah, well, you're not breaking any records at work, really. Yeah, you're just going at your own pace.
Which one of these is yours?
That's a good question. Line number six, I think I was on.
How'd it go today?
Oh, a little bit slow, but went all right. Good digging. They're just about to test the strainers with the excavator, and they'll put a 3-ton pressure on the end assemblies and see if they move. So if you guys have gone a bit fast and not done the hard yards, ramming the post tight or the strainers tight, they'll move a bit.
Now... How many times have you won? Is it 13 or 14?
I've won 13 golden plies, yeah.
When was the last time you won?
Year before last.
Right. So this year, what do you reckon?
Oh, we'll see how it goes. You never know. You've got to get into the finals first. That's the hard part.
You're obviously very good overall, but what do you think your strengths are?
It's just a combination of quality, speed and strength of the fence, tension. And you've just got to sort of balance the three together.
What makes you come back year after year?
I don't know. I just fencing, I guess, has been my life, and it's just like likes of David Fagan. What makes him keep going shearing? It's hard to stop, really.
How old are you? Am I allowed to ask?
I'm nearly 52.
What did that take you, an hour and a half, 2 hours?
About 2 hours, two and a quarter, yeah.
Is it exhausting work?
It is, it is. It's quite, because it's physical work as well as mentally. You've got to be mentally thinking as well. You're sweating the whole way, the whole time, yeah.
I notice everyone's absolutely covered in dust. Their faces and their hands are filthy.
Yeah, it gets that way. It's just because the judges are, they're getting pretty hard on tidiness now and safety as well. So guys are really aware of it, so they're getting down their hands and knees and just tidying, making it a real tidy job. And it's all against time, so, I mean, you can pick up a rake and do it with a rake or a broom or something, but, you know, that's all extra time. So if you just, you've got hands and fingers or a bit of a rake, so you get into it and scrape it up.
Is it satisfying when you've put up a decent fence?
Well, I think it is, because you can, I mean, a decent fence will last 50 years. So you can, especially if you're doing a road fence or you can see it from the road, you'll drive past it for the next 50 years. Yeah, it is satisfying.
Righto, guys. Briefing for the doubles. Okay, borers must be started on the ground and no drop starting of chainsaws. Okay, don't leave your tails out on that knot. If you have an equipment breakdown, you must repair it yourself or get a replacement. If your equipment becomes unsafe, you must stop using it. Correct use of all personal protective equipment must be adhered to. Eye protection must be used for all stapling. Okay, chaps, and ear protection must be worn for all chainsawing. Hey, you guys, you ready? Now you're good. All right, guys, set, go!
Certainly quite a racket when they start, isn't it? We're trying to watch everything. We've got to watch them for safety, so we've got to make sure that they start the chainsaws right. They've got the ear mounts on, they've got the goggles on. Trying to watch 22 guys at once is bad.
So what they've been doing just recently, a lot of them, is just trimming the top of the strainer to make it look pretty.
That's just a cosmetic thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's...
just taking, beveling the edge, really, isn't it?
That's all they're doing, yeah. Yeah, and, yeah, that's just a cosmetic thing. And we check how they do it. If they do it a little bit rough, we'll dock them up on. A good doubles team shouldn't need to talk. They should have their system worked out so that each knows what each other's doing, and there should be no yelling up and down the lines. And it's... quite often happens that some of the teams don't talk much. This first line hasn't said hardly anything since they started.
Now, you used to compete with Nick, didn't you, over
yes,
here?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, and when we had our doubles team, we never used to speak the whole time of the competition. And, very, very seldom we said a word. You got to work to your strengths in the doubles. You never do anything with two men. Always one man. If you start doing things together, you're wasting time. You've got to have it worked out in your system that you got your job, but you don't end up by doubling up.
Dripping with sweat.
I know they are, yes.
And it's not that warm a day.
No, it's not.
They're all wearing singlets.
Yes. It's hard work. It is hard work. You know you've done a day after you've done a couple of competitions.
You see them picking up the strainers as if they weigh next to nothing.
Yeah. Well, some of these big guys, they do it quite well. But I think that's where the adrenaline kicks in a bit there. We had one year we did deer strainers. They were, 3.6 old 12 feet tall. Shit, they were heavy. It took two of us to lift one up. You put it in the hole and it was the wrong height, it stayed there. You went pulling it out again. It was hard work, but these are not too bad. This is quite a good line of material, but I think that's where the adrenaline kicks in. You're all pumped up, you're ready to go, so you don't notice it so much. You only feel it at the end of the day when you're finished.
So I'm talking to Tim Stafford. You were third last year.
Third last year in the Golden Plies.
Yeah, and you're no stranger to field days.
No.
No, you were. You won the Rural Bachelor competition.
Yeah, the first year that they had it, won it. So.
How long ago was that?
It was about 2003, 2004, I think.
And did your fencing get you through? Was that a help?
Yeah, that was part of the component to getting through, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you're no longer a rural bachelor?
No, that's dead right. Yeah, the bachelor competition that I originally entered, that was a hell of a lot easier to win than what this competition is. I mean, I've been at this Golden Plies for this is my fifth year in the Golden Plies final, and like I'm getting closer and closer each year, but this takes a lot of work and a lot of training to get there. And the Golden Plies event is, most people would liken it to doing an Ironman. Like, it's, you've got to be at it for 6.5 hours, and it's hard slog, like you just don't stop. Most years I'd drink 9 litres of fluid during the competition, and it's not an easy thing to do, but it's extremely rewarding once you're finished. Like, it's extremely rewarding just to say that you can actually complete it, not win it, but just to do it.
And you're a fencing contractor for a job?
Yep, I'm a fencing contractor in the Rangitiki.
Is that a good job?
Yep, good job. It's hard work, but your office changes every day. So, and I mean, that's a big thing. Like, you get out and you see some awesome country and mix with real folk, and it's pretty good.
Shane Bowskill, now you are the reigning Golden Plies champ, I understand.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Until tomorrow, maybe.
Well, hopefully not, but yeah. Try and take it out again.
How many years have you been competing?
I've been competing for 15 years, and in the final, I've done probably 10 finals.
And how many have you won?
Just one. Yeah, I've come second, bridesmaid that 3 times.
So we're looking at tomorrow's course. When you did the heat, you're on a nice flat paddock. Now you're going up a hill.
It's quite a challenging, grueling course, this one. Certainly tests your fitness.
How long will the fence be?
This fence is 50 metres. And it's got 2 strainer assemblies and 15 posts. You've got to hang a gate and 9 wires on the fence, as well as 40 battens. So it's a big day. It is daunting. I look at it every year. I think I've got to do this again.
Will you carbo load tonight?
Yeah, I'll be carbo loading and getting a few sports drinks ready for tomorrow, and we'll be into it.
How long do you think it will take you?
Around the 6 hour mark. You don't stop, you can't stop, because once the first person's finished, you get a penalty for every minute you're still going, so you just can't stop, you just keep going and going, and you look after your own nutrition, just have a few bananas and something easy to eat on the line, and a bit of sports drink keeps you going.
And when you finish, you'll be starving.
Oh yeah, the ladies in the kitchen do a good steak in there, so we're in there straight after and have a steak and maybe a beer.
Your day job, you're a fencing tutor.
I am a fencing tutor, yes, so I don't actually do a lot of fencing, or if any, really. I just get fit the other ways, pig hunting and running and biking, so yeah.
And were you a fencing contractor before?
I was, not always conventional fencing, farm fencing. I was doing a lot of prison fencing, actually, keeping inmates in, so.
But they'd have to be a bit taller than the ones that you do.
Oh, absolutely, yes. 4.2 metres high, so yeah, with a razor wire on top, so it's a little bit different from this.
Now, here you've got some tough competition in the final.
I have got some tough competition. You know, you've got young fellas coming through. My son's in the final. He's doing an excellent job. I'll have to watch him tomorrow.
It's a really precise art, isn't it? I couldn't believe the judges, what they were looking for and what you got marked down for the other day.
Oh, absolutely. And this level of competition, where you've got, you know, you might have 15 people that are trying to win their gold prize, it's pretty precise, it's quite technical. Yeah.
And a couple of millimetres can make the difference.
Oh, that's right.
Or a staple put in at the wrong angle.
That's right, yeah, they measure everything. Yeah, they measure everything.
What's it hardest on? I noticed one of the oldest guys in the competition the other day, he picked up one of those strainers like it was a matchstick and ran with it. It must be very demanding on your body.
You're talking about Nick Lefting, and he is a living legend. He's amazing. You know, his job, you know, is not quite the same standard as some of the quality jobs on the line, but man, is he a he's just a machine.
For you, what part of your body hurts the most after a competition?
Back of the legs and your lower back, really.
Because you've been bending down a lot?
Bending down and you're using that all the time, yeah.
So it's not necessarily a young man's sport, is it?
No, it's... I think it's like good whiskey, you get better with age.
And that year, Shane Bauskal did retain the title. Nick did compete for the last time the following year and now judges fencing competitions here and overseas. He's also written a book on the Golden Pliers. Now, the field days are normally held about now, but this year they'll start on the 30th of November.